Well, I pose the question again, is the Florida demographic really that much different than Georgia? From my experience, no. And keep this in mind, less than 44,000 votes. Less than 44,000 votes were the difference between Joe Biden taking the oath of office tomorrow and Donald Trump taking the oath tomorrow. It's because the difference in Georgia was about 12,000. The difference in Arizona, similar. And the difference in Wisconsin, about 20,000. You got about 44,000 votes, just under, that were the difference in the 2020 election. My next guest, Craig Shirley, is a Ronald Reagan biographer and presidential historian. The environment where Trump went wrong. He says suburban women were the key, and he came up short. Craig, welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Hi, Steve. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. So,
thank you.
I just listened, we were just listening to Ron DeSantis about how Florida is all said and done by midnight. 99% plus of all votes counted by midnight, up and down a state that's 2.5 times the size of Georgia, bigger than Pennsylvania, much bigger than Wisconsin, obviously. They have no issues. They count them. They have a lot of mail-in ballots, more than any of those other states.
Right.
They had no issues. Do you really think the demographics of Florida are that much different than Georgia? As an example, your thoughts.
Well, on local issues, sure. There's a certain amount of difference. I mean, down in Florida, there's issues about construction along the coastline, and there's.
I'm talking about for president. I'm talking about the race.
Well, even so, these local issues tend to become presidential issues. You'd be surprised. You know, fishing rights. Fishing rights are really a national issue because it's along all the coasts of the east and west of the United States. So those tend to be national issues, but there are local issues that tend to become national issues, and that's why we polled on suburban women and their attitudes about logging and the Tongass National Forest in Alaska, because we knew they were key. And it showed that they were, in fact, very subject to this environmental issue. And I think beyond just Trump losing, doing the wrong thing on Tongass, is that it does show that the Republican Party does need a coherent message on the environment. Because right now it doesn't have one. The Democrats do, but it's too far. The Republicans need a coherent...
Wait, Craig, you're really sitting here telling me the logging in the Tongass National Forest that began in the 1980s has gone on for decades. Most of that wood, almost billions of board feet, going to Japan is where the wood goes exclusively.
China now,
Japan originally in the 1980s.
Yeah, now it's going to China.
Okay, fine. It's going to China now. Went to Japan from the 80s into the 90s. And this is the reason that Joe Biden's president? Come on.
No, it's just one of many issues. It's one of many issues, but these issues are important. You'd be surprised at what issues are of concern to different characteristics.
If you could find a single voter in America that voted based on the Tongass National Forest being logged for Chinese board.
No, actually, Tongass has not been logged. Tongass is a national forest and has been preserved for many, many years.
That's not true, sir.
Dwight Eisenhower.
The Tongass National Forest has been logged, sir.
Trump was the first one to open it up to logging because it's, you
that's
know,
not
all
true,
this
sir.
Antique wood.
It was opened up in the 1980s. The Japanese.
And look, Trump.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're
I beg your pardon?
You don't know what you're talking about. The Tongass was logged first in the 1980s, into the 1990s. It's been shipped to Japan where they submerged the logs. And the logs rotted. It's an easy story to find, sir.
Okay. Well, we have our position, and the fact is that Trump lost, and had he gone right on Tongass and preserved the forest, the results of the election might have been different.
Well, I appreciate you being here. Craig Shirley, Ronald Reagan biographer, presidential historian. I do appreciate you being here, but that's completely absurd. I hate to tell you, but nobody voted on the Tongass National Forest. Nobody. They might have voted on the Green New Deal. They might have voted on climate change. Not a single person cast a vote based on whether or not China is getting old-growth forest from Alaska, which they should and should care about. I agree with you. But nobody voted on that.
Okay. We have a difference of opinion, don't we?
Yeah, well, Yeah, you don't even know when the Tongass National Forest was logged first. And that's disturbing to me. Having a lack of an understanding of a concept is important to me, and facts matter. And I'm disappointed to hear that.
Well, regardless of whether it was Eisenhower or later, the fact is that Donald Trump did order, did allow precious wood to be logged, and that it hadn't been logged before, and it was shipped to China in a time when COVID was coming here from China. It was a good issue for him to campaign on. He says, "I'm not allowing logging going to China when they're spreading disease in the United States."
Okay, well, when it was first done, Senator Stevens of Alaska made a deal that bound Alaska to send wood to Japan originally. So it's not always just the president. I don't disagree with you, but I don't think it's an issue that would change
Stevens,
anything.
Yes, yes.
Anyhow.
But it's a national issue. It's a regional issue, but it's also a national issue. I don't have Google in front of me like you do.
Well, I don't have Google in front of me either.
Okay.
I don't. I have. Tongass is an easy thing. It's things people know. Anyhow, thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate it. Craig Shirley, greatly appreciate it. Suburban women were the key. And we'll talk sometime soon. Thank you, Craig.
Bye-bye.
I'll just put that up as one of the stranger exchanges I've ever had on the program. Logging in the Tongass National Forest, now you know, was the difference in the election of 2020. Who knew? Nobody knew. In fact, it's all new information. And just remember, marijuana is a gateway drug. Okay, let's see here. Coming up on the program, Joe Bartozzi will be here, National Shooting Sports Foundation President and CEO, the targeting of Americans and the Second Amendment rights of the United States Constitution. We'll get to that straight ahead as I get my head out of this little headache. 25 after on the Steve Huber Show. We'll be right back.